En ce dimanche 25 septembre, le lendemain du passage de l'ouragan Fiona, nous sommes allés à la rencontre des habitants d'Halifax qui profitaient du soleil après la tempête. Pour commencer, nous leur avons demandé de raconter leur nuit. Pour Tinidra, une jeune fille qui s'était bien préparée, la soirée était plutôt agréable accompagnée de ses amis.
Oh, Friday night was actually really lovely. I had planned a sleepover with friends because we knew that the hurricane was coming. So I prepared because I was feeling a little bit anxious. I had gone to the store Thursday night, and so I was just cooking all of my stuff so I didn't have to worry about it when the power was off because I anticipated the power being off. So I cooked all my food, pasta, boiled egg.
Brianna, qui était elle avec sa colocataire, était aussi bien préparée.
Made all the preparation on Thursday night. We moved everything, any like tables or chairs inside a building, and we were safe and secure, and we actually got it pretty mild in our area, so it's good.
Et pour ceux qui sont seuls, le sommeil semble être la solution pour faire face à l'ouragan.
Sleep. Yeah.
You just turn
I just
up,
sleep yeah. through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cole, lui, a révélé accompagner son sommeil d'un petit peu de whisky.
A couple of whiskies and it helps you to sleep most definitely.
That's
yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nous leur avons également demandé si ils et elles étaient satisfaits de la façon dont la ville avait géré cette crise.
I think yeah, in general they did pretty okay job at least. They issued the warnings beforehand and they cope okay, I think yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think the city does it every time there is, you know, whether it's a snow or a hurricane, the city does do very well. Nova Scotia does do very well. They prepare very well. The only thing that I was disappointed about would be Rogers, which is their network is down and still is down. So that's a big inconvenience, especially when you're in the time when there is a potential for an emergency going on and you can't use your cell phone. But, you know, that's an issue. So that would have been my biggest issue, would have been that.
Inévitablement, comme l'a exprimé ce dernier témoignage, des pannes d'électricité et de réseau téléphonique ont eu lieu à Halifax et ses environs. Alors qu'à la ville se répare petit à petit, les écoles et universités garderont leurs portes fermées ce lundi 26 septembre. Nous souhaitons bien du courage à tout le monde. C'était Adèle Gros-Perrin pour IGL à Halifax.